Nicole Chavastic on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
The Victorian coroner has referred the 2017 death of Yorta Yorta woman Tanya Day while in police custody to prosecutors for further investigation.
While there may be room for some surmise or conjecture, the totality of the evidence inclines me to assenting to a belief that an indictable offence may have been committed, and on this basis I intend to direct that the principal registrar must notify the Director of Public Prosecutions.
That's the coroner speaking early today. She found that Ms. Day's death was clearly preventable had she not been arrested and taken into custody. Belinda Day is the daughter of Tanya Day. Belinda Day, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can you take me through the troubling findings that you sat and listened to in the court today?
Sitting at home with family, and obviously quite distressing to hear that Mum's death was clearly preventable, and just really pleasing to hear that the coroner could see through some of the inconsistencies that were provided through statements and evidence. So a bittersweet moment for us as a family. Obviously, it's not going to bring Mum back, but we're hoping to seek justice, and, you know, the referral to the DPP is part of that justice process, and it just means that we need to continue to fight for that justice for Mum.
The coroner found that Sergeant Edwina Neal and Senior Constable Walters, who were attending to her in the cells, showed what she called cultural complacency in dealing with people who were intoxicated, using a minimalised approach to your mother's medical needs. What does she mean by that?
In that context, she was talking about they were treating Mum like any other drunk that they would have in the cell. What they perceived as normal behaviours were actually not taken care of or not looked into. So they just thought, oh, Mum, she's drunk, she's on the floor. That's what normal drunks do in their care. Unfortunately, she stopped short of picking up on the systemic racism that we feel contributed to Mum's death through Victoria Police, but certainly identifying that the complacency in terms of the care that they provided Mum, or the lack of care they provided, has been pleasing for us as a family for her to identify that.
People who are not familiar with the background to this story, could you just briefly take us through what happened?
So basically, Mum was in Echuca. She jumped on a V-line bus to head to Melbourne. That took her to Bendigo, where she boarded a train. Between Bendigo and Castlemaine, the conductor asked for a ticket. She was sleeping. He woke her, identified her as an unruly Indigenous woman, and got the train driver to call the police and have her removed from the train. And from that moment, she was taken up the train from Victoria Police at Castlemaine, where they proceeded to lock her in a cell to sober up.
What happened then?
So whilst Mum was in their care, so within an hour of being in their care, she fell several times. At 4:51 p.m., she had a significant fall that caused a brain hemorrhage. And from those injuries, she passed away 17 days later at St Vincent's Hospital in Melbourne. Unfortunately, you know, police didn't keep to their prescribed checks, and her injuries weren't found for several hours. And by the time they entered the cell to check on Mum, her injuries had progressed quite significantly.
And in fact, the coroner found, quote, if proper physical checks had been done every 30 minutes, she would have been checked 10 minutes after the fatal fall in the cell. And yes. Ms. English said, quote, there was an opportunity lost for her survival, unquote.
Absolutely. So they've had medical experts provide evidence and reports, and whilst Mum's likelihood of survival without significant disability or impairment was not that great, the opportunity to pick that injury up early and actually aid in her survival was lost, and that's really disappointing from our perspective as a family, because the system that was there supposed to protect her has failed her miserably and led to her death.
You've pushed for a criminal investigation, and you've also claimed that racism was a factor in the lack of care that she was shown. Today, the coroner referred the death of your mother to prosecutors for further investigation. Are you satisfied with her findings?
We're satisfied that was one of the findings that she put forth. I guess we're disappointed that she didn't point out, as we feel, that Victoria Police is still subject to systemic racism, and that's part of the treatment that Mum received she did identify that V-Line and the conductor that had his dealings with mum was impacted by racism, and the decisions he made were impacted by that. Yes, the referral to the DPP is satisfying, but it is only a referral. We understand that an investigation now needs to take place before charges are laid, so we are hopeful that that investigation proves that the charges do need to continue and that we can get justice for mum.
What has the loss of your mother done to your family?
It's devastating. You know, everyone else can go back now. You know, the coroner's courts, the findings are all out, and life can go back to normal for some people. Life's never going to be the same for us. We don't have our mother, our grandmother, our sister. You know, it's been a very traumatic 2 years since we've lost mum, and she was the pillar of our family and certainly left us grieving, and it's really difficult to get through day by day, and it's really good to get to the end of this, but we understand that we need to continue fight, and we'll do that to honour our mother. And, you know, we're very thankful for the support that we've received, and, you know, the messages of condolences and support have been fantastic, and like I said, our lives will never be the same, but, you know, we want to take this opportunity to get justice for mum, but also to improve the likelihood this is not going to happen to another Aboriginal person in Victoria.
Belinda, will you take any further action if the prosecuting authorities decide against proceeding?
We certainly feel like there needs to be accountability, and that's what we've talked about from the very beginning when we've started the coroner's court journey. And if there's not any further action taken, we'll have those discussions as a family, but we want accountability, and if that's not coming through the DPP process or charges, we'll certainly look at alternative methods to get that justice that mum deserves.
Belinda, again, we're sorry for your loss.
I appreciate the time to talk about mum and make sure that people are aware of what's happening.
Thank you. Belinda Day is the daughter of Tanya Day. The coroner this afternoon has referred the 2017 death of the Yorta Yorta woman, Tanya Day, in police custody to prosecutors for further investigation.